A parliamentary inquiry into the potential mistreatment of cancer patients is today taking evidence in the New South Wales city of Orange. Health executives in charge of the state's west have been called to appear, and they've told the Upper House Committee that they first became aware of the underdosing of patients through the media. Reporter Joanna Woodburn has been following the hearing in Orange and she joins us now. Joanna, the committee was conducting hearings in Sydney earlier this week. Why is it now interrogating health authorities in the state's west?
Eleanor, it's the initial inquiry which was looking into this low dosing or off-protocol dosing of chemotherapy at Sydney St Vincent's Hospital. It was actually extended to include the Orange and Bathurst hospitals because it emerged that Dr John Greigle had been conducting fly-in, fly-out clinics at the two hospitals between 1989 and 2012 and then video conferencing up until 2013. So because he'd been practicing and treating patients out in the Western region, and this was drawing from quite a large swathe of the western New South Wales, the inquiry was extended, and so the parliamentary inquiry, this inquiry that's been sitting in Orange today, was obviously focusing on what's been found so far. That initial inquiry identified that 28 patients had received low doses of chemotherapy drugs. In particular, five people had been given a flat dose of the drug carboplatin, and 23 had, quote, significantly reduced doses, unquote, of another chemotherapy drug. So that's why the inquiry's come out to Orange today, to speak to representatives from the Western Local Health District, which is in charge of pretty much from Lithgow out to almost the Queensland border.
So Dr Greigle told yesterday's hearing that senior managers at the Sydney St Vincent's Hospital had been aware of his practice for years. What did these managers say?
They told the inquiry this morning that they were only alerted to these concerns about low dosing when they saw the 7:30 programme, ABC 7:30 programme, and the story that was broadcast on February the 18th this year, and that was the first time that they had been made aware that there were concerns over off-protocol dosing of chemotherapy. The chief executive of the LHD, Scott McLaughlin, was asked primarily about this at the opening of the hearing this morning, and he said when he heard that, the LHD made a phone call the following day to the New South Wales Chief Medical Officer, Kerry Chant, and that's how the chain of events sort of started. They said that they were never notified of any concerns through St Vincent's, and we can now hear a little bit from the Nationals MP Trevor Kahn, who started questioning Scott McLaughlin about this at the hearing.
Do I take it that until the 7:30 report, you had no knowledge of the issue at all?
That's right.
So nobody at St Vincent's had contacted you to tell them that they are undertaking an external investigation?
That's correct.
No nurses had reported that there was an adverse sort of dosage, maybe, pattern?
We didn't have any formal reports, though.
That's the Chief Executive of the Western New South Wales Local Health District, Scott McLaughlin, answering a question from the committee chair, Paul Green, there. Now, Joanna, you mentioned 28 patients. Is it clear yet just how many cancer patients were caught up in this?
No, it's not. Back when the report was released in September, Professor David Currow from the Cancer Institute said that the inquiry needed to access pharmaceutical records from the PBS to determine how many more people may have been affected. Those records are only kept for a certain length of time, so it had to apply to the Commonwealth for those PBS records. And they are due to be given to the Western Local Health District or sent on sometime this week, actually. But until they actually get access to those records, they don't know how many more people could be affected by this. Back in September, they estimated that it could rise by about a third. But that was also one of the questions that was repeatedly asked of Scott McLaughlin and other representatives from the LHD, whether they will ever know the full extent of this. And they were only able to say in their answers that once they saw the PBS records, it might be known then. But they couldn't give a categorical answer as to yes or no.
Joanna Woodburn, our reporter following that hearing in Orange, thank you.